Mix 94.7 KMCH, guest of the day, part two on a Monday morning. Pat Helmrich's with us. Pat, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
You look well. You're off to a good Monday morning. The fog didn't keep you away, did it?
Nope, not at all.
I have not stepped out long enough than a quick glimpse. How is it outside? I've been out there since 5:30 this morning.
It's much nicer.
Good.
The fog's kind of moving away.
Good.
But I don't think it's going to get sunny, so we'll just...
Well, if it's foggy and I'm coming and staying at your house tonight, so you know.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll let my husband know that.
Yeah, just tell him you got company coming over. Hey, speaking of company, you guys have a few events coming up you want to invite everybody to. Quilters Guild, Northeast Iowa Quilters Guild. Let's talk a little bit about the overall group and some of the stuff you guys got coming up.
Okay. Northeast Iowa Heartland Quilters Guild is about a 25-year-old group, maybe a little longer, but that's the number that I've got. We're a nonprofit organization, and we currently have 27 members. And we're always welcoming new members. The purpose of our group is to promote and encourage the practice and knowledge of quilting. So we do things like have displays at Farmers Market, Delhi Days, Civil War Days to kind of show quilts and let people know that we're around. We do educational programs like a trunk show that we have coming up. And we have a biannual quilt show to let people see our work and encourage more information about quilting in the community. We do things to create and stimulate the interest in the art of quilt. We do programs like we had a purse sewing day here a few months ago. The project goes off to a charity in Africa.
Oh, cool.
We've done ornaments. We've done Christmas stockings. We did ice dyeing.
Now, how do you do something like that?
Well, there's ice involved and mm-hmm. squirt bottles of dye. So we did it outside. It was a little messy.
You wouldn't do that outdoors somewhere.
But it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
You know, my grandma Jerry was, she passed away in 2008, but she loved quilting, and that is a lost art form, you know, as it's, you know, thanks to folks like you who keep it alive and keep doing it. My grandma did how many hundred quilts? Every one of the grandkids got a quilt before she passed away, and it truly is an art form, as you know, because all the intricate stitching and everything, stuff that a machine just can't replicate quite like the human hand can do.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who machine quilt and hand quilt,
mm-hmm.
And actually quilting is it's a huge industry now. It's, I think, something like an $8 billion a year
really?
Industry
okay.
nationwide, so there's a lot of interest out there.
Well, then I was wrong, and I'm glad to hear that.
Well, it's just kind of coming back around again. You
well,
know?
And to that point, you're talking about the things you guys promote. You're doing like monthly meetings, and then we'll talk about some of the events you guys have coming up that kind of spur that interest, too.
Okay, so we meet on the third Thursday of the month. At 7 o'clock at our Saviors Lutheran Church Sunshine Room. And this is an educational meeting, also a business meeting that we have. But we always do a program at the meetings. And so maybe somebody demonstrates a method or shows a new type of quilt that they've made. So different things like that. That's at 116 Getzko Court. Mm-hmm. So we always welcome people to just show up. It's at 7 o'clock, the third Thursday of the month.
And then that same address you're going to want to use because Thursday of this week, you got a little something going on.
We do. We have a trunk show, which a trunk show is.
Full disclosure, I asked, so what is a trunk show? You just open the trunk like, hey, here, look what I did. It's in the back of the car. No, you set me straight. What is a trunk show, Pat?
Well, a trunk show is a individual brings their products that they've made and shows them. And sometimes they used to bring them in a trunk, but mm-hmm. I don't think in this case they will. So we have an individual named Jarrett Johnson. He's doing a trunk show for us Thursday the 18th at 7 o'clock at our Savior Lutheran Church in the church proper. He is a retail sales manager for the Red Roxy Quilt Company in Decorah, Iowa. He's also a certified Bernina sewing machine technician. He's been quilting not very long, since about 2019, and he's created a collection of quilts that are uniquely his own. So I'm really interested to see
this. So three, almost 4 years into it, and he's already doing that.
And the guy's, he's in it. He's
in
it all the way.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So then what's it cost to come see that? People who are interested, Pat, how do they get there, and what does it cost them to get in?
Okay, it's a $5 charge to come in. You just come to the church on Getzko Court. Like I said, we're at the church in their fellowship room within the church building itself.
Okay,
so
yep. We're not right in the main doors there.
Right,
just hang
exactly,
a left. Yeah.
Exactly. So we've got seating for up to 150 people. We'd like to fill the place because I think he's going to have a lot to show us and a lot of interesting things to see. So,
especially if it started in 2019.
Yeah.
And already got, that's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive. That
that's what you would call a quilting savant, right?
Perhaps, yes.
So that's number one. And then you've got one coming up. I want to make sure I get this right. Another trunk show coming up in September, too.
That's right. We've got a gal named Heidi Cassand. She's from Conrad, Iowa. She's the owner of Hen and Chick Studio in Conrad. And her shop was one of 10 shops selected from almost 3,000 entries nationwide to be featured in the Better Homes and Gardens Quilt Sampler magazine in 2019.
You guys got quite the talent bench you're pulling from over there.
We're looking for some big guns here to come in and show some stuff. So after more than 30 years as in a professional quilting career, she decided to combine her experience and passion for inspiring creativity in others into this business venture of her shop, Hen and Chick's Quilt Studio. She helps individuals and groups succeed at quilting and other art forms. Wow. So that's on Thursday, September 15th, same location, same charge, $5. It'll probably be the best $5 you spend all week.
And we'll, of course, list, we've got both of those. One coming up this week on our community message board. The next one we'll list too. Give me a little preview because I want you to come back in November. You're doing a big to-do, but let's give just a little tease of it before you come back and visit.
We're holding our biannual quilt show on the weekend of November 5th. And 6th. It'll be at the Delaware County Fairgrounds Pavilion in Manchester. And there's a lot to see. Our theme this year is Vintage Remembrances. And we're expecting to have over 200 quilts on display. These are made by our Quilt Guild members.
Wow.
Anything they've made between this show and the last one. We haven't had one in 4 years due to COVID.
So
there should be some quilts in there to see.
Now, Pat, do people still do bed turning? Is that still a thing?
Well, I think they do. They had done a bed turning at one of the quilt shows that I went to before I became a guild member. And that was kind of interesting because I didn't even know what it was.
I just remember my grandma, you know, like we would go show, you know, cows at the fair and we'd stay there. Grandma would go and she would stay in the pavilion with all the quilts.
Right.
So the members would go stay overnight with the quilts and everything and they would do bed turning. And it was the coolest thing to see.
Yeah. Yeah. This gal had shown... I don't know how many quilts she had on this bed, maybe 15.
Mm-hmm.
She just kept turning them back, and there was another quilt that she
it's
was
like another page, another page.
Exactly. So that was really interesting to me. And, you know, the things that this group does are interesting. And if you're interested in quilt, rather even as a maker, or you're just interested in the history or interested in the way they look, or you just kind of like them, we're a guild for you. You know, there's a lot
absolutely
to learn.
Absolutely. Well, and people to that point want to get a hold of you or the guild, learn more about it. What's the best way to do it?
Well, they can call me at 563-929-0142 if they want information. You could contact Marlene, who is Marlene Gould, our current president at Quilted Strawberry in Strawberry Point.
Okay.
So those would be two good contacts.
There you go. And then don't forget, coming up Thursday at Our Savior Lutheran Church, 7 o'clock, Jarrett Johnson, look for the big trunk.
Exactly. The really big trunk.
The really big trunk.
Yeah.
Pat, thanks for coming in.
Thank you
and you'll
so
come
much
back and see us as we get closer to November, too.
We'll do.
There you go.
All right.
Guest of the day right here on Mix 94.7 KMCA.